The U.S. House today approved a two-year budget deal that would break through sequestration budget caps and avoid a government debt default. Alaska Congressman Don Young, like a majority of House Republicans, voted no. Young says his primary objection is that the agreement would raise cash by selling off some of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
We paid a high price for that oil, or a reserve, and they're using it to finance this budget. And they're also using it for transportation. You can't keep taking from the piggy bank. And I'm just saying that it's the wrong way to approach this thing, so I'm going to know.
The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is stashed in caverns in Texas and Louisiana. It was created in the 1970s to protect against supply disruptions. Lately, though, Congress has been eyeing it as a potential revenue source. Senator Lisa Murkowski hasn't said how she'll vote on the deal when it reaches the Senate, but spokesman Robert Dillon says the draw from the reserves is a big concern for her.
She has consistently taken the position that any SPR sale proceeds should go towards strengthening our nation's energy security.
The budget deal sailed through the House with a 99-vote margin and no Democratic opposition. House Speaker John Boehner said, and his likely replacement, Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan, both voted for it.